Blog Talk Radio.
I need you. on me. I need you touch me now. Holy Spirit, fall fresh on me. I need you touch me now.
Father, the child, Lift your hands, everybody, say, just breathe. Praise the Lord. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. I was glad when it said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. We bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We praise his holy name. His name is worthy of praise and glory and honor. Hallelujah. Let everything that have breath praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let us look at Psalm 150. We'll start with Psalm 150 this morning just to give God that praise and thanksgiving and glory that's due to his name. Hallelujah. He is worthy. He is worthy. He is worthy of praise. Hallelujah. Praise ye the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according, oh my God, to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the psaltery and harp. Praise him with the timbrel and dance. Praise him with string instruments and organs. Praise him upon the loud cymbals. Praise him upon the high sounding cymbals. Hallelujah. Let everything that have breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Father, we bless you and we thank you, oh God. We give you glory. We give you honor. Hallelujah. We magnify your name, Jesus, 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 Jesus. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you for watching over us as we slept through the night. We thank you, Lord, for waking us up this morning. Oh, God, we thank you for your faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies we see. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for our children. We thank you for our grandbabies. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for our siblings, oh, God. We thank you for our nieces and our nephews. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for our spouses. We thank you for each and everyone under the sound of my voice. Thank you, Jesus, for your kingdom, sons and daughters. Thank you, Jesus, for love, oneness, unity in the body of Christ. We thank you, Jesus. We give you glory. We give you honor. We bless your name. We praise your name, Jesus. Let everything that have breath praise the Lord. So we give you glory. Hallelujah. And honor. Father, we come tonight through the grace, and we ask for mercy. Your mercy is on you, everybody. Have mercy upon us, O God. Forgive us of sin, of omission, and commission. Be merciful unto us, O God. We have sinned, and we have fallen short of your glory. And, Lord, we cry out to you for mercy. Have mercy upon our children. Have mercy upon our spouses. Have mercy upon our grandchildren. Have mercy, oh God, be merciful, be merciful, be merciful. Have mercy upon our siblings and their spouses. Have mercy upon our nieces and nephews. Have mercy, oh God, have mercy upon us. Oh, we pray for mercy, 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 mercy. Read down your mercy, O God. Read down your mercy, O God. Read down your mercy, O God. Be merciful unto us, O God, in the name of Jesus. We pray for mercy. Mercy, O God. Mercy, O God. Mercy, O God. In the name of Jesus. Mercy, O God. In the name of Jesus. Mercy. Father God, this morning, let them we pray for the blood of Jesus. We soak our spirit, souls, and body in the blood of Jesus. We soak our environment in the blood of Jesus. We soak the service in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood speak for us. Let the blood of Jesus speak. Let the blood of Jesus speak. Release the blood of Jesus into our environment, into our homes. Let it flow like a tsunami, oh God. The blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus are in their service. We soak our children in the blood of Jesus. We soak our spouses in the blood of Jesus. We soak their environment in the blood of Jesus. Everyone that is under the sound of my voice, the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel. We thank you for the precious blood. We thank you for the redeeming blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you for the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. We soak every cell in our bodies in the blood of Jesus. Every tissue, every organ, every system in the blood of Jesus. Every situation, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus. Father God, this morning we put on the full armor of God and the armor of light. The helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth in the name of Jesus. We put on the full armor of God and the armor of light, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth in the name of Jesus. We put the armor on our children. We put the armor on our spouses. We put the armor on our grandchildren, oh God, in the name of Jesus. The armor of God and the armor of light upon everyone under the sound of our voice. The helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we ask you to be a wall of fire around us and a glory within us. Be a wall of fire around each and every one of us and the glory within us in the name of Jesus. We ask you, O Lord, to be a wall of fire around us and the glory and the glory within us in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Be a wall of fire around us and the glory, the glory, the glory within us in the name of Jesus. Father, this morning we ask you to send your holy angels to assist us, to minister to us. Here as we go into prayer, O God, let your holy angels assist us. Let your holy angels minister to us, O God, as we go into prayer, O God. Send your holy angels to assist us. Send your holy angels to minister to us. Even as we go into prayer in the name of Jesus, to be with us 24/7. Let your holy angels be with our children 24/7. Let your holy angels be with our grandchildren 24/7, guiding and protecting them, O God. Let your holy angels be with our spouses, O God, in the name of Jesus 24/7. Let your holy angels be with those that are under the sound of our voice, O God. The members of our air that are every tabernacle ministers and everyone that is connected to us. Lord, send down your holy angels to be with them doing your biddings. Be with us doing your biddings, guiding and protecting us, O God. Ministering your word, ministering to us, O God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we thank you for your grace is sufficient for us, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for your grace, your grace, your grace, oh God. We thank you, Father God, for the Holy Ghost who is leading and guiding us into all truth. We thank you for the empowerment of the Holy Spirit, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you that we walk by faith and not by sight, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for your goodness, your goodness, your goodness, oh God. Hallelujah. Surely your goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your goodness. Whatever I say, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side, where would we be? We just want to say thank you this morning. Hallelujah. In spite of all, we say thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. We bless your name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Right after this worship. Hallelujah. I feel the power of the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. I feel the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you know someone that should be on the prayer line this morning, give them a call. Hallelujah. Because the Lord is moving mightily this morning. I feel his presence. I feel his presence. And I don't want anyone to miss. Hallelujah. Holy, I must say what he's about to impart to us. Hallelujah. It's not by might or power, but it's by his spirit, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. So as this worship, pray, play, this song of worship, play, hallelujah, in Jesus' name, call someone that you know that needs to be on, let us worship him.
Every breath. All my life you have been faithful. All my life you have been so good. With every breath that I am in, I will sing of the goodness of God. Oh, I will sing of the goodness of God.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I will sing of the goodness of the Lord. Hallelujah. We read Psalm 150. We're praising. And Psalm 150, my favorite part of Psalm 150 is to praise the Lord for what? His excellent goodness. Hallelujah. Let me say it as it is. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him for his mighty acts. And it said, praise him according to his excellent, excellent greatness. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. He is Lord. He is Lord, and he is Lord all by himself. Hallelujah. We bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And then one of the things that amazes me when I go into Psalm 27, I want you to look at Psalm 27. The Holy Ghost is here this morning. Get your minds prepared to see what the Spirit of God is speaking to us. I'm telling you, he is right here with us. Psalm 27 said, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. He's the strength of my life. The Lord is the strength. The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I fear? Be afraid. Let's go. Let's look. We're going to connect this stuff. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Who are you praising? The psalmist started 150 psalm with praise you. You praising the Lord. And then when you go to Psalm 27, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord, you are the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh. Hallelujah. What does it mean when the enemies come to eat up your flesh, our flesh, to kill us? Hallelujah. They stumbled. And why did they stumble and fall? Because what? The Lord is your light and your salvation. Who shall you fear? So the Bible says in Psalm 27, verse 2, when the wicked, even my enemies and my foes came upon me to kill me, to eat up my flesh, to bring diseases and affliction upon me, to release curses upon me. They stumbled, and for that mean they couldn't make it. You know, that's why he said, praise the Lord for his mighty acts. Praise him for his excellent greatness. But make it personal. What excellent greatness have God displayed in your life? What excellent greatness. David is speaking in all the Psalms about God excellent, his excellent greatness. Maybe you've been, you have had problems and issues, but I can tell you that when you look on your left, you see enemies, right? Enemies, sometimes your enemies are the members of your own household. Many times, right, many of you have eaten and drank, or many of us have drank and eaten food that were poison and drink things that were poison, and we're watching to see whether you will wake up the next morning. And of course, you woke up that morning, he said, and then watching to see if they will hear the news that you're dead, or they will hear negative things about you. Hallelujah, they've done so many things to you, you don't know, things that you do know of that I do know of. You know, when they hug you and they kiss you, oh, I love you, and they do love you, they hate you, they have done so many evil, evil charms and evil things against you, but you really do, you do not know. But who sees it? He that keepeth Israel, night or slumber or sleep, the Lord is your light and your salvation. Whom shall you fear? Why should you be afraid? Because when God is for you, who can be against you? Hallelujah. Who can hide from the Lord? No one can hide from him. Hallelujah. So praise him for his excellent greatness. His excellent greatness towards you. If I ask you right now to give a testimony, oh, I tell what a praise the Lord, you will say it with no excitement. You will say it in no excitement. Your testimony will be a testimony. Is that how you say give your testimony? You're going to praise. Give your testimony with that joy. You'll be excited. Guess what? Look what God has done. What the Lord has done for me. I cannot say it all. He's been so good. He is so good. Hallelujah. We got to be excited to tell our testimony. Yeah, I press word to tell your testimony. You will press word and you will be so sleepy. Well, God kept me up, watch over me last night. He woke me up there. I thank God for my terrain. No. What? You got to be excited. You got to be excited to tell people what God has done for you. He made a way when there was, hallelujah, no way. He made things possible that was impossible according to man. Hallelujah. You do know just to wake up, you think it's easy, it's a miracle. Hallelujah. Supernatural that he woke you up this morning. You think you just woke up on your own? No, it's the Lord doing. Hallelujah. So you when you come into his feet, you be able to praise him for that joy, that inner joy, that unspeakable joy. I praise him for his excellent greatness. What is your excellent greatness testimony? What is the excellent greatness that God has done for you? Excellent greatness when it thought that you would die and you did not die. You're still declaring the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. What is that excellent greatness when people thought shame and disgrace would come to you? But the Lord did not let you fall. He picked you up. Hallelujah. The Bible says that many are the afflictions of the righteous. Afflictions, problems, issues, but the Lord delivers them out of all, not some, all. Excellent greatness. Give me your excellent greatness testimony. Not me, give the world your excellent greatness. Look around you, hallelujah, everything he does is perfect. He perfects all that concerns of our lives. Praise him for his excellent greatness. Praise him when he turns your story from mourning to laughter. Praise him. If you're in the dungeon, praise him. Because you're moving from the pit to the, hallelujah. The pit went to the prison. Hallelujah. From the prison to the palace. Hallelujah. Because he's God. Even through the process, as you go through the process of life, he's there. Yet though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, oh, I will fear no more evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Praise him for his what? Excellent goodness. Your excellent, Lord, I praise him for the excellent goodness towards your children, towards your grandchildren, his excellent greatness towards your parents, his excellent goodness. Hallelujah. There are people right now struggling for life, but there are people who went through this COVID-19 and giving testimonies. Excellent greatness. There are some that are dead and didn't make it, but there are some that made it. I didn't any better know. Hallelujah. For his excellent greatness. Praise him for his excellent greatness. Woo! Praise who? The Lord. Because you have made him the Lord and Savior over your life. You have entrusted your life to him. You have entrusted your kids, your problems, your children, your grandchildren, your parents, whatever it is, you have entrusted him. Praise him for his excellent greatness. Psalm 27 says, though a horse should camp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though wars should rise against me, in death I will be covenant. Why would I be covenant when all these things are? Because, hallelujah, God is with you. God is with you. He will never let any evil come. Hallelujah. In death will I be covenant. Why will I be covenant? Because the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Then the psalmist goes and said, one thing have I desired of the Lord that I will seek after. What do you desire of the Lord? You and you praise him for his excellence, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. Hallelujah. You see, the psalmist said, one thing, what do you desire? Hallelujah. The Bible says, Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of heaven and his righteousness, and all things shall be added unto you. Verse 5, so Psalm 37, verse 5 says, but in a time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion, in the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me upon a rock. And now shall my head be lifted up above my enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing praises unto the Lord. Praise him for his excellent greatness. Praise him for his excellent goodness towards you. Then make it personal. Let this day be a day that you praise him for his excellent greatness towards you. I know if you are going to write it, you won't even have enough pages. If you are going to say it, you won't be able to say it all because it's so much he's done. But there's something that stands out. All through your life, there's something that stands out. When it's talk about testimony, there's something and stands up, praise him for his excellent greatness. I'm going to open the line for those who want to give a testimony for his excellent greatness. Please be joyful. Hallelujah. Let your joy be contagious. Amen. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. So praise. Press 1. I'm not going to keep you long. Just press 1 if you want to give a testimony.
Amen. Amen. Can you hear me?
Amen. Amen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
The joy down in my heart. We often hear people ask us to share a testimony, but I think the testimony that I have for the Lord is a life testimony. I am so excited, so pleased with what God has done and is doing for me in my life. Because the truth is, without him, I have nothing. I have been so sad, so let down by people because people fail you. But God, He never fails. I'm excited because when there was nobody there for me, when people gave up on me, people were annoyed with me, when people were disgusted by me, God was right there by my side. He's still right here with me. I'm excited because He has made my life worthwhile. Everything I ever wanted to do in this life, there were situations where I didn't like the way people handled things. Family, workers, friends. And I said, even when I was a little girl, I want to do that differently. And He said, okay. And He opened the door and gave me so many opportunities to do just that. There are people in my family, my mother in particular, who think I'm a genius because they think that things come easy, learning comes easy to me. But the truth is, it's hard for me. I have to work really hard to study anything. Once I get it, I get it. But getting it isn't easy. But you know what? God has blessed me, and He's filled me with knowledge. But I said, you know what, Lord? Facts and knowledge, they're not enough. Not in this life. I need wisdom. He said, okay. You ask for wisdom, I'll give you wisdom. Any and everything I ask for, He gives me. He doesn't always come when I want, but He is absolutely always on time. I was born, I was sickly. I had asthma. I had different situations. And God has seen me through. Many a time I could have died, but He healed me. It is amazing to me how He could save a wretch like me. It is amazing to me how many storms He's brought me through. Yes, I am rejoicing today. I am excited today. I have the joy, joy, joy down in my heart because
hallelujah.
I am living proof that He is our refuge in a storm. We're in a pandemic. I absolutely meet all of the criteria for people who are most at risk of this pandemic, of getting this COVID. And yet, He has covered me from the top of my head to the bottom of my feet, inside and out. I am here today. I am living proof that God is God and He is faithful. I'm excited because this day I have a roof over my head. Despite the plans of the enemy. I am excited because I did not go to bed last night without food in my stomach.
Amen.
I am excited because God has blessed me to cook and be able to do things that I wasn't particularly good at when I was younger. I am excited because God has given me all of the desires of my heart. I like to serve people. I ask Him to improve my service, and He does that daily. I'm excited because I know the truth of the Lord. I praise God for everything He's doing in our lives. I'm so grateful that He didn't give up on me. Many other people have given up on me. I'm grateful because He's not a jealous God. I'm grateful that He keeps His promises. I'm grateful that He's not a man and He does not lie. I'm grateful because He loves me like nobody else has ever loved me. I'm grateful because He has put me in touch with some true believers. And yes, you are one of them. I'm grateful for this call this morning and that we live in a country that we're able to pray openly and freely and legally. I'm grateful today to have a tyrant, an evil man in office, that God is still protecting us. I'm grateful that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Lord, I just want to thank you and praise you all the days of my life. I'm excited because you made meaning out of my life. I'm excited because you gave me this life, that you breathe life into me. And yes, I'm excited that I am here to see another day, a day that I've never seen before and I'll never see again. And this day is full of opportunities for me to serve you. So yes, Lord, I thank you. I'm excited that every need that I have, you will meet. Thank you, Lord, for my 60-plus years on this earth. Thank you, Lord, for never walking away from me. Thank you, Lord, for being my testimony day in, day out, that it changes every day. It grows. It morphs. I thank you for the elevation in my life.
Amen.
I thank you for every breath that you've given me. And yes, let everything that has breath, including me, praise you. That is
hallelujah.
And I thank God for it.
Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let everything that has breath, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. What a mighty God we serve. That's where there's a testimony with joy, a testimony with strength. That's what you call a testimony with joy. We give testimonies and we say it with no strength, with no joy. Hallelujah. Anyone else? Hallelujah. I'm telling you, anyone else? Hallelujah. Amen and amen. Amen.
I just want to bless God this morning for the word and prayer. I just want to tell God, thank you this morning for my life just to wake me up this morning. I just want to say thank you to God. Thank you to the Holy Spirit. I just bless the Almighty God for my children, for my mother, and all those surrounding me. I just want to bless God this hour for every one of us. I just thank God. Nothing I have to say, just to tell God thank you. If I don't say thank you to God, I'm being ungrateful. So I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Pray for me, I do the same in Jesus' name.
Amen, 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 amen. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I love this one. There is so much that he's done. Oh, my God, and he's doing. Hallelujah. Amen, praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. It's open.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul. And
amen.
All that is within me. Bless his holy name. God is good. God is love. God is merciful. Each day I say, Lord, thank you. Thank you, for your grace is sufficient. My testimony is God is good. God is love. His many blessings abide day by day. Oh, yes, thank you, God. I cannot express how happy I am. Thank you, God. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for waking me up for this time, for this opportunity. Dear Jesus, thank you when I hear your word. Thank you, and I praise God because He hears. He walks with me. He talks with me. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for your many blessings in my home. Thank you, Lord, for every connection. I give you the glory. I give you the honor, Lord. victory is yours. Thank you, God. I love you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray.
Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord for his excellent goodness. Is there anyone else? Hallelujah. But we bless the Lord just hallelujah. We praise God. We thank him. I just want to say thank you to each one of you that just released your testimony of thanksgiving and praise. I know there are some at work, they can't do it, but we praise God for you anyway, because I know many of you got so much to be thankful for. I have so much. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Amen. In the name of Jesus. So we praise God. Testimony, goodness, by his mercy, by his grace, by his love. Do you know how many times death and destruction and different things came around us? And God protected us. We bless his name. He's still providing for us. We bless his name. He's still covering us. We bless his name. Hallelujah. So we thank him for his goodness this morning. Hallelujah. Philippa, can you say the closing prayer for us, please, in the name of Jesus? Hallelujah.
Yes, I would be honored to. Father in heaven, we just thank you for this special time of praise and worship to you, Father God. You are glory of all honor and all praise, Lord God. We ask you, Father God, as humbly as we know how, that you would go before us and prepare the way, that you would guide and direct our steps, Father God. Father God, we pray that you would give each and every one of us an extra portion of your grace, and that we would be obedient, Father God, that we would do all that you call us to do so that we can advance your kingdom. Father God, there are so many people out there in need of a Savior, Lord God. Help us to share the gospel, Father God. Help us to fulfill the plans that you have for our lives, Father God. We thank and praise you for this day. We thank and praise you for this special time, Lord God. And we worship your holy name. Thank you, Lord God. May each and every one that hears this prayer be fully blessed. Thank you so much for Apostle, Lord God, and her leadership, and more importantly, her obedience to you. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen, amen, hallelujah, thank you, hallelujah. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet, sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all now and forevermore. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives. And we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name we prayed. Amen. God bless you. We love you. Have a wonderful and blessed day. Thank you for joining us.
Good.
your voice. You have led me through the fire in darkest night. You are close like no other. I've known you as a father. I've known you as
the goodness of God.